I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby, no!
Let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby, no!
Bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kinda scared to eat them. I won't lie!
Welcome to Baby Mouth. I'm Jimmy Smagula. If you want to support the podcast, and I hope you do, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying enough to support us a little bit. We have a Patreon page. We have a link tree on the Instagram accounts that you can click. You can go to Patreon. You can go to PayPal. You can Venmo me at Jimmy Smagula. There's many ways you can support the podcast. I appreciate it all. You know, people, I put on a nice shirt today. I put on a nice shirt to do this podcast because, not only because today is my 45th birthday, but I have the guest of all guests for this podcast. Who better than this man to introduce me to a new food? He is the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond, that you can, of course, watch 10,000 times a day all over the world. And he is the creator and star of Netflix's hugely successful show, Somebody Feed Phil. Phil Rosenthal, welcome to Baby Mouth.
There is nobody better to introduce you to something to eat.
This is crazy.
I'm very excited for you because I know what you're going to eat today, and I'm excited. And you have it in the house. You have it.
I have it right here. It's hot.
Is it nice and warm? Yes.
It's very warm. I heated it up even more. And I have to tell you, I've always been afraid of beans. I've never had pinto beans.
You know, they're the musical fruit.
The more you eat,
the more you toot.
I don't think that's why I'm scared of them. So we're eating a bean and cheese burrito today, which we're going to eat in a little bit. But I was thinking really hard, like, why have I never had a bean and cheese burrito? And I have this memory of my childhood, of my mother making pork, what she would call pork and beans. Now, I don't know if that's the official title.
Yes, came out of a can.
It came out of a can. I believe the
brand. No, you're about to have, because we're getting it from a very good place.
Oh, my God.
And I can tell you a little bit about the place if you're interested.
Yes, Sonora Town in Los Angeles.
So what they do is, first of all, the first thing that's going to happen to you, you're going to bite into this thing, and you're going to have probably the best tortilla you've ever had.
Yes.
You know how we say the bread is half the sandwich?
Yes.
Well, in a burrito, or in this case, a small burrito called a chivichanga, which is just a small burrito, or a taco, the tortilla is half the thing.
Right.
So you're going to see, first of all, that's half the delight is that. And then the filling inside is going to be not just pork and beans from a can. You're going to have really good simmered beans with delicious cheese that's been simmered in different herbs and things. So it's not just crap.
Right.
This is an artisanal good thing.
Oh my God. I'm actually excited to try it. But before I try it, I want to talk to you because...
But isn't your thing going to get cold?
No, it's in aluminum foil and it's very hot. I put it in the oven for a long time before. So it's actually
very... I hope you didn't dry it out. Because the tortilla has to be nice and soft.
It's soft. I'm feeling it's not cracked at all. It's very soft. But
I can't wait for you to try it.
But I got to talk to you.
I'm not going
to
tell you how to run your show, but shouldn't you have sent one over for me?
I guess I don't ever have the guests eat with me.
I don't understand that.
Should I have that in the future?
You know why? Because you're not Jewish. A Jewish person would have made sure he wouldn't come empty-handed. And here's one for you. That's why.
I know. There's no thank you. All I do is say thank you to the guests. There's no
pain. When you come here,
oh my
do
God.
You not eat?
This is what I want to talk about. Because already in my life, you have introduced me to so many things I've never eaten. Christmas goose.
How about that?
Never.
Is there a better meat than goose?
It's delicious. Now it's a little scary to look at sometimes because there's a gray hue, a tint to the meat.
Yes, you can't be squeamish, but that's most things in life, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason it's called ugly delicious, right? That show. That's a good expression.
Lobster. I had a lobster in a newspaper with corn on the cob. I never had that before. You?
Oh, you had a lobster boil, meaning that he made lobster with corn and clams and sausage and
mole. I never had mole. Remember, you took me to mole to some huge restaurant. There was a full.
I took you to
playing.
Mole.
Where was that place? Do you remember?
Where what was playing?
Where we went, there was a full mariachi band playing in this restaurant where we had mole. You took me. You drove me there.
I believe you. I'm trying to think.
It was so delicious.
Gelaghetza. Gelaghetza.
Delicious.
Yes, on Olympic. On Olympic. Big hall, right?
Yes.
And you had chicken mole, right?
And I loved that.
You're famous for that.
And turbo, which I didn't enjoy. But we had the turbo fish. Do you remember that?
Where was that?
At your house for one of my birthdays. So this is actually an anniversary day of me eating turbo for the first time.
Well, listen, you don't have to like everything. I'm proud of you because you're tasting things. Tasting it now that you're 45. You're tasting stuff for the first time.
Why do you think you're so adventurous in tasting things? Have you always
been? Because my mother was a terrible cook.
Oh,
and God. Anything I put in my mouth outside of that kitchen was going to be better than what was inside that
God
kitchen.
Rest her soul. Literally one of the nicest people I ever met in my life. I feel lucky to have known this woman, Helen Rosenthal.
A lovely woman. A lovely woman. A smart woman. A gracious, kind, genius of a person. Terrible cook.
So her cooking forced you out of the home.
You know, I didn't have garlic until I went to college.
Oh my God.
And you're Italian, so you know how crazy that is. Because you can't imagine a world without garlic.
That's insane.
So I went to Hofstra University, and I tell a story all the time. I'm a freshman, and I go with some kids to the local cheap Italian place, because that's all we can afford. It's in Hempstead, New York, not known for being the culinary capital of the world. But I go, and what can I afford from the menu? Pasta with red sauce. That's it.
Really?
A bowl of probably pasta from a box.
Yeah.
Red sauce. The other kids eating the same thing. And I start going, wow, wow, wow. And they're like, what? This is the most delicious thing. What are you, crazy? It's pasta and sauce. No, no, no. There's a flavor. There's something in here. Like, wow, look, what are these little chopped up white bits in here? They said, what? Garlic? I said, yes! Garlic! I've never had garlic. I was living like an animal.
That is insane.
Yes, and it was like, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, when she opens the door, and now the movie's in color?
Yes.
That's what happened. That's what happened to me.
Garlic.
So it was moments like that, where I'm suddenly tasting things, and then the first time, like a few years later, after I graduated, I went to Europe for the first time. And if you go to Italy,
yes,
if you think the garlic is good in Hempstead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If you think the pasta is okay in Hempstead, New York, wow, when you get to Rome, better.
I've been lucky. I haven't traveled much, but I have gone to Italy, and I loved going there because
Italy wins.
Oh my God, Italy wins! Italy wins!
Italy wins! It's my favorite.
And even on your show, Somebody Feed Phil, I'm always. You have found the connection between food and emotion and community and love. Food is such an emotional thing for people. Do you have certain meals? I mean, I guess if your mom wasn't a great cook, you don't have certain meals that bring you back to your childhood. But do you have certain
I don't want to go back.
You don't want...
Who wants to go back there? Not me.
Do you have meals that have an emotional...
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like when I would come, we live very close to the high school. So I would come home for lunch. And usually I'd make myself a sandwich, take 5 minutes.
Right.
I had a lunch break of 40 minutes, right?
Okay.
I would, remember Stouffer's French bread pizzas?
I loved those as a kid.
So you go home.
Yeah.
You open a freezer. I could only do this once a week because I really had to be fast. Open a freezer, take it out. It takes a half hour in the toaster oven.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I have 5 minutes to eat two Stouffer's French bread pizzas and have enough time to get back to class. And I would do that. That's how much I love them. Those are my memories. Another, if I wanted just a little more time, and I saved this for Fridays. For some reason, it was like special occasion. I'd make two hot dogs in the toaster oven. And it was hot dog day. I didn't even want my friends coming over. My friends who, you know, I had friends, they yes. thought it was fun to come to my house for lunch instead of being in the cafeteria.
Right.
And my best friend, I told him, not Fridays. Why not? Really? It's my day. I don't, because, by the way, I couldn't make for both of us in that time. The toaster oven had a little space.
Right.
And I could make enough for myself, and I didn't want to bother with my friends.
You could only have two dogs in there.
My friends were the hot dogs. That's how much I loved it. So those are my memories. My happiest memories in that kitchen was the prepackaged or very easy to make shit that I made myself.
Wow. So the joy of food didn't hit you until you were an adult.
Let me tell you something. I love that as much as anything I eat now.
Yeah, that's how I feel about a Stouffer's pizza. I enjoy a Stouffer's pizza.
Good is good. I don't care what. I don't care. I'm not a snob.
Yeah.
Good. I'd rather have a great hot dog than a four-hour French meal that's not the best thing you ever had in your life.
No,
right?
You're not a snobby. We've had many, many meals. I mean, some of the best meals I've ever had in my life have been in your dining room, and they were just chicken. It was just chicken.
What's better than a rotisserie chicken?
Oh, my God.
What's better than a roast chicken is one of the great things. By the way, you talked to Thomas Keller, the greatest chef in America. His favorite thing is roast chicken.
Yes. Was it on the Paris episode where you were having the chicken?
Yes, trying that there. Because if you want the best roast chicken in the world, I think you go to Paris.
Oh.
And you go and, by the way, that's not even fair to say because I've been in Lisbon, had amazing chicken. Even in Hawaii, they have something called huli huli chicken, which is rotisserie chicken in Hawaiian.
Yes.
Huli huli means turn.
Oh.
So rotisserie. Huli Huli Chicken. I'm having it tonight because I found a place here, the Aloha Catering Company on Beverly Boulevard. They reached out to me because they saw the Hawaii show. They said, we make a Huli Huli Chicken. I said, I'm having it.
Oh, my God. I was just watching Hawaii, but I didn't have time to finish the whole thing. I was just watching you eat poke, which I've never had.
You'll see the Huli Huli I have with Ben.
Oh,
my son.
I love Ben. That's how I met you, because Ben was in Urinetown, the musical, at his high school, and my friend Kathy was giving him voice lessons, and I had just moved to Los Angeles, like a week. I was in Los Angeles for a week, and she said, I'm teaching a voice lesson, and I need a piano player. It's for the son of the guy who created Everybody Loves Raymond. And I said, I can't wait to go and meet. And I met you, and it was like a guy from my town in New Jersey. It was like, oh, you're funny and you love food. And you and Monica, your wife, immediately fed me some delicious chicken soup. I remember sitting at the bar in your kitchen, and 9 years later, you have these incredible movie nights at your house when we could gather in large groups, and we'll do it again soon. But you have these movie nights, but you bring the pizza from Mozza Pizza. It's the best pizza. It's so delicious. You're always feeding people.
It's my favorite thing in life. I actually believe that it's only good if you can share it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Except if you were in high school with me and you wanted my hot dogs, you know where you were getting that.
There was no sharing.
But now I'm making up for it, right? So we share everything we have. It's the most fun. I love our movie nights. I can't wait for this damn COVID to be over so we can return just not to movie night, but to life.
Yeah.
But it's coming. We're going to get an injection and it'll all be fine.
I can't wait. All right, Phil, we're going to eat the burrito. Usually I talk a little longer in the beginning, but I need
to
eat.
Do whatever you want.
I need to eat. No, I need to eat. I'm very
excited. Did you not have lunch today? Because it's already late.
No, I had a little. I got a quesadilla from Sonora Town because I enjoy the quesadillas. Delish.
So you've already had the tortilla.
Just the quesadilla.
You know what I'm talking about.
And it was insane. It's insane. It's.
So do you know that they go twice a week to Mexico? Get the flour, which you can only get in Mexico. They don't go through the California border. They go more further east.
Arizona, maybe?
Where the border crossing is easier. Doesn't take as long because you can wait 8 hours to get back in the United States
from
the California side. But they do it. They do it. And they make these the best flour tortillas I think I've ever had.
By the way, it's not a fancy place.
No. You saw it.
Yeah, it's just a very normal, wonderful little place in downtown Los Angeles. I pulled up. They brought it out to the car. I didn't even have to go
in. That's right.
And now I've already mentioned I'm a little afraid of the beans because I don't know what to expect for a taste and a texture.
They're going to be a little bit mushy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be very soupy.
Okay,
like
that's
in your
good.
Pork and beans.
Yeah,
I just think it's going to be like just a little bit like cooked down to a little bit of a mush.
Okay,
but the flavor is what it's and when something is mushy like that, there's like a comfort to it. That's how you have to see it. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a meat when it becomes like that.
Yeah, so it's
all protein. It's also very good for you. And there's no, you know, there's probably, by the way, one of the things that makes it taste good, and I could be wrong, is pork fat.
Oh.
I think, unless they're vegetarian, we should look that up.
I don't know. We should look that up. But I, even when I have chili, because I enjoy chili.
Oh, then I'll pick around
the beans, Phil. I won't even eat the beans in the chili. Isn't that wild?
All right. All I'm asking is you have an open mind and you accept it for what it is.
I'm here. We're going to do bean and cheese burrito from Sonora Town, downtown Los Angeles. I'm holding, look at that delicious.
Oh man, that looks so good. Now wait, did they give you a little hot sauce?
I left the hot sauce inside, but I think it's better. I have some lime here. Should I spray some lime on the thing or no?
Not yet. Take a virgin.
Yeah, I want a virginal piece. All right.
Who doesn't? Yeah, hello.
Hello. Here I go. First time bean and cheese burrito. Phil Rosenthal. I'm taking a big bite. All right.
Oh, it looks good. Mmm. First thing is soft.
Mmm. Ooh. Spicy, Phil.
Is it?
There's, ooh.
Too much? Mm-mm. Is it too much?
It's not too much, but it's enough to wake you up, you know?
Yes.
Oh, here comes the spicy on my whole tongue is burning a little. Mmm. That could kill COVID right there, that spice. Whoa. Is it hot to you when you eat this? Is it spicy?
I don't remember that one being spicy.
I wonder if I got a spice.
Do you see peppers in there? Do you see peppers?
I've got to open it up. Let's see.
You don't have to open it. You can see just in the hole. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pepper. Yeah, there's some peppers. Dark peppers.
Okay.
This is interesting. I'm going to take another bite.
Do it. I'm very proud of you. That you even take another bite.
Well,
just to make
delicious.
Sure.
This is actually.
It's delicious. He likes it, people. We have a victory today. Jimmy Smagula will eat a bean and cheese burrito now.
I have to tell you, that is, you know, the tortilla.
Yes.
It's so soft, like you said.
I know. You could put your shoe in that tortilla and it'd be good. But the bean and cheese, it they know what they're doing.
Oh.
It has a very good flavor, right?
Oh my God, I'm not going
to. And you don't mind the texture. Are you seeing individual beans or is it mostly mush?
No, it's individual beans, which scared me because when I heated them up in the oven a little bit.
Yeah.
It broke apart. The burrito opened a little
bit. Yeah.
And I saw the form of the actual bean and I got nervous. I was like, oh God. Because I did think it was going to be more of a paste. But now I ate actual beans. Now, what's different about pork and beans than these beans? Is pork and beans in like a sugary kind of a thing?
Yeah. Plus, you're getting a very processed food when it's in a can. It's not, there's a lot of unnatural shit and there's a lot of sugar in there. There's no sugar in what you're eating here.
If I got these pinto beans at, say, a Chipotle type place, a more of a chain kind of place, would it be the same thing?
They wouldn't be as good as this, but they wouldn't be the crap out of the can either.
Okay. So, because this is, like you said, a quality bean and cheese burrito.
Sonora Town is like, that's as artisanal and beautiful as you're going to get.
Wow.
Now, did you also get a chicken or a beef chivichanga?
No, I only got this. I only got the bean and cheese burrito.
So just for you, not because you've had chicken burrito, beef burrito.
Yes.
I just want you to get them from there. Or you'll come over. You'll come over. We you know, in COVID, we sit outside. You don't do that?
Yeah. Oh, no, we do that.
So Sonora Town makes a party tray, which is half beef, half chicken, plus a couple of bean and cheese chivichangas in a big tray. And we cut them in half so everybody gets to try them all.
Oh.
And we go to town. And it's absolutely delicious. And all their tacos are great, too, because they put the meat on the side. And they have those beautiful flour tortillas. That's our favorite place. We were doing that once a week for COVID. It was like our number one place, Sonora Town.
I would love to do. We're going to do that. And you know who loves Sonora Town before you even suggested it is my boyfriend, Bridger, who you know very well.
Bridger, very smart. Not just because he's with you, but because he knows Sonora Town.
He's very smart, and he's a very adventurous eater.
Yes, I like him.
And part of the reason I'm doing this podcast is because he got fed up with not being able to go to restaurants with me.
Is he there? Is he there right now?
He's working. He's actually in a Zoom room on Black Monday Season 3 on Showtime.
Interrupt him. Tell him, Bridger, come here and take a bite of this. Do it.
I'm going to text him real quick.
Text him. Say, come in. Phil wants to see you, and I want you to have a bite of my chimichanga.
Phil wants you on the podcast now.
Yes. Not you don't want him.
No, I don't. No. He's got his own podcast.
Oh, really? Tell him thanks for all the calls.
No, he wanted to have you on, but I beat him to it.
Tell him I'll have to think about it now if he wants.
Bridger loves Sonora Town. He already loved it. I don't know if he can come in. Let's see what he says. Okay, here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Bridger Weiniger of the I Said No Gifts podcast. Phil is demanding that you try.
Bridger!
Can you
first of all, I haven't seen you, Bridger.
What's going on?
First of all, I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know, hello. Phil. God bless you.
But he was telling me what you put up with, that he wouldn't even try these foods, and you said enough already, you got it, and he had the idea for the thing. But today he tried the Sonora Town bean and cheese burrito. Tell him what you think.
Oh, I thought it was delicious. It's so good.
Did it
it's
seem
spicy.
Sincere?
It does. Take a bite. He left you
some. He wants you to take a bite.
Yeah.
Is that spicy to you? Because it was spicy.
This is not remotely spicy.
Yes, it is.
It is not spicy.
My whole tongue was burning.
Oh, my God.
Can you tell? Phil is very upset. Can you tell if he likes it? Can you tell if he likes it or not, Bridger? Because he told me he loves it.
It's hard to tell with him until I see him eat it on a separate occasion. Because, you know, this could all be for the show. This could all be for you, Phil. And then I get to deal with the behind the scenes where he still won't eat it. So if I see him order this again, I'll believe it.
It's not true.
I want you to be honest. It's no good if you're not honest. You have to tell us. Would you order this again?
I had tuna fish with Rosie O'Donnell. Disgust. I don't enjoy the tuna fish. It was not good. Bye, Bridger.
Bye. Goodbye, Bridger.
Well, Rosie had me make the tuna fish with mayonnaise and capers on a Triscuit. Do you enjoy tuna fish salad?
I do. I like almost everything. I'm the opposite of you. I like almost everything. So I would have done that, and I would have enjoyed being with Rosie, but she doesn't call me either.
We should come over. I'm not even kidding.
I think we would have a good time.
All right, Phil, I have an email from a listener. They've written in to babymouthpodcast@gmail.com.
Wow.
I know. They have one quick question. It says, "Hi, Jimmy. Great job. I really enjoyed the podcast." Well, that's very nice. One quick question. Has any of the foods you've tried made it into your regular diet? Best, Gabe from New York City. Now, this is a question that seems specific for me, but because you have your own food show, this is a great question for you. Has there been anything on somebody Phil's?
Yes, I love this question.
Yeah.
Because one of the great things about traveling and about living in LA is I can have, for instance, khao soi, which is a Thai dish of coconut curry with hand-pulled noodles and whatever protein you want, a fish, a chicken, a beef, a pork, a shrimp, tofu, whatever you want. Then little pickled mustard greens and chilies and onions and shallots and then crispy noodles on top. So I eat this in Chiang Mai, Thailand, on the show.
Wow.
It's so friggin' great that the co-crew, there's usually one of these per episode where it's so great that the crew says, we need to come back here before we go home, off camera. And we do it on the way to the airport. We're stopping for the khao soi. We're getting that khao soi. And the first thing I do when I find this thing that's so amazing is I Google right there, khao soi, Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
And because we live in the greatest food city on earth.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is because we have the greatest diversity in one place on earth.
Yes.
We find it. Now, is it going to be 100% as good as eating in that shack in Chiang Mai? No, of course not. Is it going to be a dollar like it is in Chiang Mai? No, of course not. But I'm not schlepping to Thailand to eat it. It's coming to my house.
Schlepping to Thailand is hilarious. That phrase.
That was going to be the name of the show.
Wait, I remember sitting around your dining room table trying to come up with titles. The Lucky
with the
Fork
name. Yes.
Was one.
That's right.
And my suggestion, Fly Me to the Food.
Fly Me to the Food.
The theme song writes itself, Phil. We didn't go with either of those.
It's very good. Well, who knows? Maybe I get canceled on Netflix. I have another.
I don't think you will. I mean, it's so popular, the show.
But, you know, on Netflix, it almost doesn't matter because they like new. So I don't know that we're picked up necessarily for next year.
But
who knows?
You've become a star. You know what I mean? Like, really, I mean.
I am a very big star now. I'm huge.
You're recognized. Come on.
Can I tell you something? everyone should have my level of fame, which is this. Once a day, maybe twice a day, somebody comes up to you and says they like your show. That's it. Everyone should know what that feels like, to just be recognized once a day.
Yes.
For being good at what you do. That's important. So you try to do it in your house even. Bridger, you're good.
I do. That's tell it. Him. I do tell
once
him.
Once a day.
Once a day. Monica.
Give it up.
You're pretty. That's it.
Monica, you get me a seltzer. That's my version of you're good.
I think that's, really, because you hear about, you're not a super celebrity. Thank God. You wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
I could even deal with a slightly more fame. But I don't want to be Justin Bieber. Right. So if he's asking me to be him, no thank you.
The answer is no.
I want to be me, and I want to be this level. Perfect. And if you see me on the street, you can always say hello. I wouldn't do this if I didn't like it, right?
I know.
The people who say, I can't go out, bullshit. They went into this business to be recognized.
Of course. Well, there's a whole franchise of women that are doing television shows just to be famous. The Real Housewives. They're already rich.
That's crazy. You got to offer something.
That's crazy.
Other than rich.
Yeah, they're already rich.
You have to offer something else. You have to be, at least have a reason. Like, I understand why I'm doing it.
Yes.
I understand understand my character being this old. You figure it out what your character is. I understand it.
That's right.
You know my line. The way I pitched the show, I said, they said, what's the show going to be? I said, I'm exactly like Anthony Bourdain if he was afraid of everything.
I just saw you getting in some kind of a very small canoe on the ocean in Hawaii and you're paddling saying, who?
Yes, what am I, an idiot?
With the people?
Doing that? With the Samoan tribesmen?
Walking on lava? You said these are like charcoal briquettes if you put glass in them.
Yeah, the dried lava.
Yes.
It forms these like little peaks. My brother says, why don't you go walk around in that? If you slip and fall, you're dead. You're cut to pieces and you're dead.
Do you feel like you created your dream show with somebody, Phil? Because I think
of course.
You did. Yeah.
By the way, it only took me 10 years to get that show. Wow. They don't just hand it out to you. Oh, you did Raymond? Here's a show. No. The reason it took me 10 years is because they don't give you a show right away after doing it. They didn't even want the sitcom spinoff of Raymond. They didn't want it.
Really? Has anybody ever asked you to do a Raymond reboot? They must ask all the time.
All the time. And I have two reasons why I don't do it. Number one, half the cast is dead.
I know. It's not even funny. It makes me
sad. Number two, I don't think these things ever work.
Yeah, I know. How would you even do it? And why? But why do it? Why?
Do we tell football players, hey, you know what would be great? Go out there. You're 65. Go out there and tackle each other.
Joe Theismann, go throw the ball around a little bit, Theismann. Yes. Go ahead. You're 75.
If you like the show, we're blessed to be in reruns. Go watch the show.
That's
There's
exactly
plenty of
right.
episodes.
That's
There's
exactly
over 200
right.
episodes. Go watch.
That's exactly right.
Listen, here's what I would do, and we should do. And I've already pitched this to CBS, so hopefully they're going to do it. The 25th anniversary is this year it going on the air.
Yeah.
So you have a night where we sit around, the surviving cast members and maybe even the writers, and we tell stories of things that have happened to us at home, and we show the clips that these Raymond episodes became, or show the clips from the outtakes, or show the clips and tell stories. I think that's a perfect way to see your friends, how they're doing now.
Yes.
They talk about what's coming up for them. You check in with them without the pretending to be what we were.
Absolutely.
That's sad.
Yes.
What are you going to do? You're going to do the show without the parents? No, you're not going to do the show without the parents. It's not the show.
And you can't do it without Doris and Peter. You can't do it
without
those actors. You know, you can't recast it. You can't do it without them.
It wouldn't, we would feel terrible doing that.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And people would love to see that. There's no way they're not going to do that.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
25th anniversary, you, everybody sitting around, Ray.
You'd be surprised.
That's
it's
shocking.
Not, I mean, it, whoever's listening to this, I want to do it. I think for the cultural record, it should be done.
Yes.
The actors certainly deserve it. And the fans, I think, who've been with us for so long, deserve to see something like this.
Yes. I mean, I'm lucky that I get to come to your house and Ray is there and Tom Caltabiano's there and Monica's there. And I get to hear a little bit of this historic behind the scenes of this show that is one of the greatest sitcoms of all time. I get to go into that world, but why not share that with the fans of the people who have been there since day one?
Of course. I'm with you. I want to do it.
I hope they do it. And by the way, all those writers who I've met at your house, Aaron Shore, Tom Caltabiano, Scro Vant, all of them, they say, we never ate so good as when we worked on Everybody Loves Raymond.
The food is very important because you know the expression, the army travels on its stomach? That's true. I don't have to tell you, Mr. Italian, that's how you make a family.
Yes, yes.
That's how you do it. Even the craft service, which is the snacks on stage, you know, backstage, yes, for people to grab. Most shows, you go back there, it's chips, candy, crap, right? Yeah. You grab it, it's just a courtesy to have something out, like you would in the office snack room, right? That's what it is. I thought we're going to have the best craft service in town. So you'd come in and there'd be deli from New York on the table. There'd be pizza from Chicago. There'd be Ann Sather's cinnamon buns from Chicago.
Oh.
There'd be salami from Seattle. Anything we could find to make it special. Once a year, we got Joe's stone crabs from Florida. We covered the writer's room table with newspapers. We took hammers from the set and cracked the crabs open for the whole office.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And we ordered. We had boards in the writer's room. We had the boards where we wrote our ideas for the show, yeah, right? Our ideas for the show, the shows that we did, what stage the show was in development, meaning we had the story, we had the first draft, we had this second draft, which near this one is finished. We put a check mark. Okay. Those boards, very important. Keep track of the show.
Yes.
More important than those boards were the boards right next to them, places to order lunch from in the neighborhood. Places we haven't ordered lunch from yet. Places that we should never order from again. That took up more space than the show.
I would have fit in so well there.
It's important. Let me see you take another bite of your thing.
Taking one more bite. I'm going to finish this. I'm telling you.
That makes me very happy. The fact that you like that is one of the reasons this is the best podcast I ever did.
Philip.
It makes me so happy to see you eat that because nothing, it's why you're doing what you do. There's nothing better than turning people on to stuff you like.
That's exactly right. And coming from now a food icon that you have become, I'm so happy to hear you say that. Phil Rosenthal, thank you for coming on to Baby Mouth. You are truly, and I tell people this all the time, the nicest man. We didn't even get to talk about how nice you are, but you are the...
That's a whole other show.
It's a whole other podcast.
About how nice... I hear people falling asleep at the mention of this idea.
No. You're the nicest man in show business. Thank you for...
You are. We're going to eat. We're going to have fun. Life is coming back, people. The world is going to be returned to us. Don't be sad. Have something to look forward to. Very important.
Yes.
Eat a bean and cheese burrito from Sonora Town. Listen to Jimmy's Baby Mouth. Listen, eat, love, nice.
Very good. Philip, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, let's bring in my mom. Has she had a bean and cheese burrito? We're going to find out. Lois Magula. Hello, Mom.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Waiting to get a vaccine.
Oh, boy. I know. We can't even really talk about it because it's so frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
Anyway, but I had Phil Rosenthal on the podcast this week.
Oh, Mr. Phil.
Your friend. He's good. Now, do you ever watch a show, Somebody Feed Phil, on Netflix?
No, I thought I saw it once. I think he was in China or Japan. I don't know where he was, but I only watched it once.
Oh, how come?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't interested in it.
Oh,
I don't know.
You didn't like it?
Well, it was okay.
But you don't really watch Netflix, do you?
No.
But why don't you watch? Do you have Netflix at your house or no?
Yes.
And you know how to access it?
Yes.
There's so many good things on it.
I know. And we have YouTube, too.
Yeah, YouTube is fine, but Netflix, there's so many good shows. You would love them, all different kinds of things.
I know. I see advertisements come on, you know,
mm-hmm.
for all these different movies and stuff.
But yeah, but you're not interested?
Not really. I don't really have the time to sit and watch a movie.
Well, but you could watch a television show, and they're only 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I was just watching The Queen's Gambit. It's all about this girl who's a champion chess player.
Oh.
But it's wonderful. You would love it.
I don't know. I don't know.
You seem to just watch the same things over and over.
Yes, exactly. I watch Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, My Stories, Home and Gardens.
Did you watch the final Jeopardy with Alex Trebek?
Yes. And I've been watching, I think this, what's his name? David, is it David Jennings?
Ken Jennings, right?
Ken Jennings, yeah, Ken. He's doing a good job, I think.
Oh, we haven't watched it yet, because we watched like...
Yes, I think he's doing well.
Oh, good. Do you get a lot of the answers on Jeopardy, or not so much?
No, not all. No, some of the categories, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know.
To be honest with you.
No, I'm the same way. I would imagine a lot of people feel that way. I don't know what the hell 18th century literature or like...
We're good at Wheel of Fortune, though. We're pretty good at that, solving the puzzles.
That's been on forever, too, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Did you used to watch game shows when you were a kid? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
No? Truth or Consequence, Daddy?
Consequences. Yeah, probably watched that. Name That Tune. I could name it in one note.
You know.
That came back, though.
Name That Tune is back on with our friend Jane Krakowski.
I know. I saw an advertisement on TV for it.
We watched it the other night.
Did you like it? Or
yeah, it's good. She does a lot of spinning on it. Every commercial, they come back and she's just turning and turning and spinning. I don't know where she's trying to spin to. Where is she trying to go? She's just like
going
spinning.
Out of space.
Going out of space on this. Where is she going, Jane? She's always spinning, doing paddle turns on that Name That Tune show. I said,
yeah.
You got to stop turning. But she looks amazing.
Yeah.
She really looks great. And I mean, that show is fun. You know, Randy Jackson from American Idol is the music director.
Oh.
Yeah.
We used to watch that American Idol, The Voice. I don't watch any of them anymore.
They've been on for so long.
So long.
American Idol, after a while. But can you imagine how many good singers and talented people there are out there?
Oh, there are.
That never get a chance,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. So.
Well, with Phil, I had for the first time bean and cheese burrito.
Oh, that's okay. That sounds good. Did you like it?
Delicious.
Yeah.
But I was talking to him about pork and beans, because I remember you eating...
I love pork and beans.
Oh, and they came out of a can. Is it the Chunky brand or something?
No, I like... the only kind I like... I just had them last night with hot dogs.
Campbell's?
No. Boston? Oh, I can't think. Would you believe I just had them last night? I can't think of the name of them.
What is it?
Like.
But I remember as a kid, you would make pork and beans and I would see them come out of the can. And
they're good.
They looked gross.
Oh, they're good. I like them. I like them with hot dogs. I like them with hamburgers.
Ooh, I've been afraid of beans. I've never had a bean. I have chili sometimes, but I would eat around the beans.
Oh.
I would never eat the beans. I probably had a couple by mistake, but never a light colored bean, you know, a pinto bean. But it was delicious. And this place that we went to, Sonora Town, they get their flour in Mexico and bring it back twice a week.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Really?
Now, do you like a lot of different kinds of Mexican food? Have you had a bean and cheese burrito?
I've had that, but it's okay. Mexican food, too, isn't it spicy?
No, it doesn't have to be spicy.
Well, I don't like Mexican food I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like it. I just don't like it. The way some of it looks, I don't like it, Jim. No, thank you.
They have rice, beans,
yeah,
all kinds of things. And these burritos were delicious.
and Phil likes them. He
loves. But he was saying he eats anything. He's the opposite of me.
That's like my twin. She'll eat anything.
Yeah, but we're not like that. But I think Mexican food you would like, and especially this bean and cheese burrito. There's probably good Mexican places in New Jersey there where you are.
Oh yeah, they're all like in Rutherford. Yeah, they have a lot of Mexican.
Yeah,
places.
You should try it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
But you like chicken, beans, rice? That's all that's in it.
Yeah, I love chicken. I love rice.
Do you like guacamole?
No.
Have you ever had it?
Yes.
When did you have it?
Oh, when I was working a long time ago.
Oh, it's so good, Mom. Avocado. It's got garlic in it.
I know.
Onion?
I've had it, but I wouldn't. It's not my favorite.
Guacamole. I could eat guacamole and chips. I could have for a whole meal.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
And salsa. You like salsa?
I don't really like tomatoes. That's a weird thing. Do you like just a tomato? Could you bite into a tomato?
Yes.
You could?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't.
Eat a tomato? Yeah. Put a little salt on it. Yes.
Oh, I've never had just a tomato.
I always put them on my sandwiches. Tomatoes.
You know, in acting school at NYU, we had to do an exercise. You brought in an apple and a tomato. And the teacher said, okay, take a bite out of the apple and think about how it makes you feel or whatever bullshit thing. And then he said, now take a bite out of the tomato. And I couldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know. I was too afraid to eat the tomato. I think a lot of people don't enjoy just a tomato.
Well, what do you think sauce is made of?
No, I know. But what does a tomato taste like?
What does it taste like? I don't know. It just tastes like tomato. If you love sauce on your macaroni and stuff.
Of course.
So, That's tomatoes.
I guess, but I never had it. I never had just a raw tomato. So that's why I don't like salsa. Because it's like a raw tomato, you know?
Yeah, but you're like your mama. You don't like a lot of things.
Well, but I like Mexican. I love that bean and cheese burrito. In fact, we had one left over from what I bought them to do the podcast, and I ate it.
Good.
I ate the burrito. I warmed it up and ate it as a leftover.
Well, that was good.
Which I don't really like leftovers very much, to be honest with you.
I know. Neither does your father, your daddy.
Isn't that interesting?
I could eat macaroni tastes better. Pasta tastes better the next day.
I know, but I never know how long the shelf life is going to be. You know what I mean? How many days? 4 days? 5 days?
Yeah, 3 days, 4 days. If it's long, it's in the fridge.
I guess, but I don't know. I get scared. I'm not a leftover guy.
I know. Neither is Daddy, but...
I'd rather have it fresh.
Yeah, well, you think you're a little spoiled.
You have to get your vaccine and come to California, and I'm going to get these bean and cheese. You won't believe how good they are. You won't believe it.
I know. They're probably excellent. But I'm not think I'm coming to California anytime soon. I'm not going on that airplane, Raj.
Well, I'm going to get on an airplane and come to you once I get my shot in the arm.
Yeah, probably next June.
Yeah, but let's have Mexican food when I come to visit you. Would you do that?
We'll see. Well, mate, by that, probably we could do that.
How about oxtail soup?
No, thank you.
It's just beef.
I don't want it. Thank you. On that, I won't try.
Indian food, chicken jalfrezi?
No, thank you.
Delish.
I don't like that either.
Pad Thai?
No.
Hard-boiled egg?
Well, that I eat all the time. In fact, I just had egg salad for lunch today.
Oh, tuna fish salad you'd have.
Yeah, that I love.
All right, so a lot of the things I've eaten on this podcast you enjoy.
Yeah.
But not bean and cheese burrito.
No, I don't. I mean, I would try it and eat it, but...
You've been to Mexico.
No, I wasn't.
You never went to Mexico?
No. Oh. Aunt Rhody did, Acapulco. No, I never went to Mexico. I went to Puerto Rico.
Oh,
and Aruba.
Beautiful. I bet Aruba's beautiful.
Aruba, yeah. But never to Mexico.
Is there any place you would go once you get your vaccine and it's safe to travel? Is there anywhere that you would get on a plane to go?
No, I would go anywhere in a car, a bus, a train, but I don't want to go on any airplane.
How about a boat? If you got a boat from New York to England, and then you could go to Italy from there.
No, thank you. No boats either.
Full of germs.
Germs.
Could be, but I've been on many cruise ships and they were not full of germs. No one got sick on them.
Yeah, but.
And it's kind of fun.
I know people just love going on cruises. Love.
It's all inclusive. You know what I mean? You don't have to go anywhere. It's like a floating city.
Yeah.
No. They have casinos, slot machines.
I know. I'd rather stay on land.
Even though you're almost 70, well, you are 75 or going to be 75?
Going to be.
So you're 74 years old. You have no plans to go anywhere.
No. I just have plans. That sounds funny.
You're going out of your house feet first.
I have plans to go to Wildwood Crest.
Wildwood, down the shore, Jersey Shore.
Sure,
that's it? And that brings you enough joy that you don't want to go anywhere else?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. How has the Jersey Shore changed since you were a kid? That's a good question.
Oh, my God. It's all built up. I mean, when we were a kid, when I was dating your father, we used to go down to Belmar on a Sunday morning. Like, we'd leave the house at 7, go to Belmar, which was like an hour and maybe 15 minutes at that time, or maybe even a little bit more, because they didn't have parkway and stuff. And we would stay there until like 12:30 and come back. There was no traffic.
They didn't have the parkway?
No, I think the parkway was, yeah, they had the parkway then, but
man,
I forget, but it took us a lot longer to get there.
Wow, interesting.
But anyway.
Did you used to go to Seaside and Point Pleasant when you were a kid?
No, Point Pleasant, yeah. Seaside, yes. But Belmar, Manasquan.
Wow.
Those are all stomping grounds.
Oh, wow.
We'll get out of high school.
Yeah.
Used to go.
I bet it's very different.
The weekend, but, oh, yeah, it's all built up. All built up. It's not the same place.
Yeah, I know. Well, but that's good. Change is good.
Yeah. Change is good.
I never liked it. I mean, the Jersey Shore is fine. I think it got much cleaner from when I was a kid.
Oh, yes. That's one thing. The ocean is very clean. In fact, well, I wasn't there last year because of the virus, but the year before, I mean, you could actually see your feet.
Oh,
that's how the water was beautiful.
So beautiful. That's like Miami. Miami is just like that. The water, you can't believe how blue and beautiful, and the dolphins, they go right up to the boat and jump in front. It's incredible.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Dolphins, I'll be afraid they'd jump on the boat, and I'd be jumping off.
You wouldn't just sit back and enjoy the dolphins?
Not if they came onto the boat.
They're not jumping onto the boat.
I know.
Dolphin's going to jump on a boat. They live in the ocean.
Jim, I have that picture of you riding one or feeding one when you went to Florida.
Yes, no. I was on tour, we went to the aquarium in Miami, and we swam with the dolphins. It was wild.
And remember, you got stuck there in a hurricane.
Yes, Hurricane Wilma. Yeah. We were there with Phantom, and they closed the thing down, and we couldn't get a flight out. So me, two ballerinas and a dog all piled into the rental car that we had. Thank God it was a big, big rental car. And we drove all the way to Orlando to get a flight out of Orlando to come home.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was crazy. But dolphins are not jumping on any boats. That's not what they do. You're making up things in your head. I mean, are you afraid that a tree is just going to fall on your head when you walk outside?
No.
You're living in constant fear. That's the wackiest thing I've ever heard. A dolphin might jump on the boat. Okay, well, I mean, also the Loch Ness Monster might come out and say hello to you.
Okay, stop making me laugh.
Maybe a whale will capsize the boat. I mean, you're just making up disaster scenarios. Okay, Mom.
Mom, it's good for a laugh.
All right. Well, anything happening tonight in Lyndhurst?
Tonight, no. Nothing.
No. All right.
Nothing. It's boring.
Well, it's boring for everybody. That's why I started a podcast. It's the only way I can get people to listen in the middle of a pandemic.
I know.
No, it's a boring time, but we're getting through it.
Right.
It's a new day in America.
It's like a whole year. It's like a whole year already.
It's almost a whole year. I mean, it's a year since the virus came to America. Yes.
Right.
It's crazy, but we're getting through it. And the end is near. The end is near.
Thank God.
We got through the worst of it. Yes, we've been through the worst of it. And that's it. All right, Mom. That's it.
All right, stay safe.
Have a wonderful night and stay safe.
Okay.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth Podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review. Baby Mouth!